Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul is waiting on God, earnestly praying to God, who turned him into a blind man. Welcome to my series, Paul, the Early Years. God has sent Ananias to give Paul instructions as to the ministry Jesus has in store for Paul. Let us see where it will take him next. Paul was waiting on God when Ananias entered the inn, laid hands on Paul, and said, "Brother Paul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road to Damascus, has sent me so that you would regain your sight. Be filled with the Holy Spirit." The blindness fell from Paul's eyes like scales. He was baptized and joined the other followers of Jesus in the city. Only a few days later, Paul was found in the city temple declaring Jesus was God. Now, this was amazing to many who heard him. "Is this not the one who in Jerusalem destroyed all those who called on the name of Jesus? And he came here with authority of the chief priest to imprison all those here also?" Paul quickly became skilled in confounding the Jews by proving that this Jesus was the Christ sent by God himself. This did not make him any friends. The Jews plotted to kill Paul, but some of Paul's friends got word of what was happening. The Jews waited day and night at the city gates for an opportunity to assassinate him. The followers of Jesus in the city had other plans. They arranged for Paul to slip out of the city by lowering him over the city walls in a basket, where he slipped away to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, the followers of Jesus avoided him like the plague, even though Paul could be found on the street preaching in the name of Jesus. But they were all afraid of him, not believing he was a disciple of Jesus. Only one man had the courage to bring Paul before the apostles, and that was Barnabas. As you can see, Paul's conversion was very dramatic. First, a fanatic to destroy the church, and now a fanatic to tell the world that Jesus is God. Our story leaves him in Jerusalem, yet it will become apparent that he cannot stay in the city. His reputation goes before him. So where next will he go? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.